and wrap around them with the services they need, not that somebody goes into a program and here's the services of that program and everyone goes through those services, whether they need it or not. And not that all programs operate that way, but some do. And so the change in the system is that people don't have to go to emergency, to transitional, to get to permanent.
Herb is talking about housing. Right now, many organizations that offer services to people without homes have a strict criteria for how to get people into a shelter or housing. Part of the 10-year overhaul includes a priority to find permanent housing situations for as many people as possible.
Housing first is you don't have to demonstrate to me and complete a program to prove that you can live by yourself. We don't make that. We don't require that of anyone else in the community. Why do we make the person who's been homeless? That person who's homeless was living in housing at one, different housing at one time.
According to Lisa Weichel, a spokesperson for the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County, there are more than 17,000 people without homes in the county.
Hillsborough County actually has the highest rate of homelessness of any community in the nation, and that was data compiled by the National Alliance to End Homelessness, and they were trying to find out where the highest level of prevalence of homelessness was occurring in the nation, and unfortunately, that did come to be Tampa.
According to the coalition's 2011 homeless census, more than half of those individuals are what the coalition considers doubled up, meaning they might be sleeping on someone's couch, renting a motel room, or even living with a family member. Only 7,300 actually need a place to stay, but the county only has about 1,200 beds available. Herb, interim CEO for the coalition, said the housing initiative could help bridge the gap between need and availability. She added another part of the plan would change the way people get help.
It could be virtual, so it could be a system that there's no wrong door. No matter where somebody goes in for assistance, they would do that comprehensive assessment and they would determine the eligibility basically for the resources and make the connections to get those persons those services. So that could be virtual. It could be a single provider who has locations spread throughout the community. Hillsborough is way too large to have a single spot. You can't just go to one location.
The coalition hasn't determined just how to implement the ideas fleshed out during their discussions last week, but Herb said one thing is already certain. People who do need help won't have to jump through a series of hoops to get it.
Instead, there would be a comprehensive assessment of what the person needs, and then what resources do we have in the community that will help meet those needs, so that person then has a plan at that point without, again, having to go through five more interviews to determine that.
But not everyone who participated in the discussion was happy about what was being done. Lee Baker is an Operation Iraqi Freedom vet who came home with what he described as problems. Baker said he spent a year on the streets because of it, and even though he appreciates the effort being made, it's no more than a horse and pony show.
You go out, you find the person who's sleeping on that sidewalk, you walk over to them, you get that person and you take them somewhere and you get them help. You don't have committees, you don't have people sitting in a room bitching about it.
Jason Wilson is homeless and will be until he's able to start working again next month. He argued the people who are trying to help have a handicap. They don't know what it's like to actually be homeless. One thing Wilson suggested was creating a sort of check and balance on service providers to make sure employees are doing their jobs, because that isn't always the case.
We roll in to MHC. The same lady I went into MHC my first time, who was flirting with some dude, sat there, threw me a bag of hygiene, and wasn't going to help me with nothing else because she's too busy flirting, getting paid to flirt. We roll in there on Saturday to find the same lady playing on a Wii, getting paid.
The 10-year plan laid out by the coalition does address that, though. It would provide a series of benchmarks for service providers to meet, and if they don't, a tech support network to help them improve. Steve Lepore from the group Tampa Homeowners and Association of Neighborhoods said he appreciated the unique perspective offered by Wilson and three others who expressed similar concerns.
I also appreciate your youthful impatience. Many of us were there, me, many years ago, but we're trying to embrace this very difficult issue in this community. And I just wanted to say to the service providers who are here, thank you for what you do each and every day, because we're not that small city across the bay.